Hi, this is Laura J. Marshall, coming to you today to talk to you about Revelation 12:11. The scripture says, "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." Who was it that they were overcoming? Well, the preceding scripture says, "For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night." Our accuser is the devil, and we surely are under the onslaught of the enemy as Christians on a daily basis, whether it's a direct correlation from spiritual things and bodies in the heavenlies that are coming between our relationships with other people, when there's a spiritual onslaught between two people or many people. I know personally myself, I've experienced it very much, and it's increasing between loved ones and just acquaintances. So I want to urge you to just continue to encourage yourself in the Lord and read scripture. You want to remember that if you and I are serving from a place of lack, and let's say we've got cold food we're eating from the fridge, but my place of lack and my cold food is a banquet to those who are perishing. The world wants what you have. They want the holiness of God that's living inside us, and somehow they're seeing that and it's attractive, but they don't know what it is inside us. We have the uncorrupt in us in a corrupt world. The comforter who comforts us will comfort them through us, your people around you. So I want to encourage you to remain calm and to hold your tongue, and to pray for someone who is, and pray for the atmosphere and the spiritual things that are around you in that relationship, because a lot of times it is the enemy coming to mess with us. So I want to just encourage you to be that servant, the servant that does their job. Say it's washing dishes, you are washing the dishes as best you can. You're not doing it for man, you're doing it for God. You treat others with compassion and passion, and you honor God with a grateful heart, even from a place of lack that some of us do have in our lives. We can still encourage others from the place and comfort that we have gotten from God, who lives on the inside of us as Christians. Today, I've been thinking about that scripture that says, "Today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." And if anybody's listening to this that is not a Christian, and you are hearing the Lord's voice through this, I just want to say again, when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. I encourage you to pray and to pick up a Bible and read some of it. My favorite translation recently is the Passion Translation. You can get it just to read online, BibleGateway.com. And if you're wondering about anything, salvation or the love of Jesus, you can just put that in the search button on there and pull up the version that you want to listen to. And I hope that encourages you. I hope this strengthens the body of Christ. And this was Laura J. Marshall with just some thoughts for this week, and I hope to be back soon. God bless.